Well, hello, ladies and lizards, kids and chameleons. Another underwhelming edition of Stories and Stuff. Here I am in Minnesota, where I usually am. Joy Bubbles, your storyteller. That's right, it is Stories and Stuff. Sometimes stories, sometimes stuff. Well, I got a phone call, and it was these people that live in Australia, Dawn and her friend Fiona, that she hired as a therapist for me, who flies over and works with me to help me cry when I need to and stuff. And except they weren't in Australia at the time they called me. They were both in India. And it was a seminar going to start, and it was like, laugh for no reason. Just laugh when you want to. You don't need a comedian or a joke or anything. And it was going to be in English, so they thought, hey, you know, Joy Bubbles might want to hear it. So they got their mic hooked up and their cell phone, and they asked the guy if it was all right, and they were going to pay him, and he said, oh, he's in the States? Well, that would be a great honor for me to be able to talk to him. I'll tell you what, don't just lay it way over there. I'll have to actually hold it right up here to my near my mouth for him so he can hear better. And he says, you know, and he introduced everybody, you know, people here and honored guests in the U.S. and all that kind of stuff, and talked about just being able to laugh whenever you want, just deciding to, and maybe taking 15 minutes out for steady laughter, because it doesn't matter whether it's something funny or not. The body doesn't know the difference as long as you laugh real good. And he was showing us how, and he mentioned the material that the seminar was based on was by Madan, M-A-D-A-N, Kataria, a guy in India. So see if you could look around and search, and maybe you could find some stuff. Madan Kataria, K-A-T-A-R-I-A, and read something about laughing, because it was sure fun hearing a guy do a seminar from India based on it over the phone. Never thought I would get a phone call and it be a seminar going on in India, and I got to hear it live. You never know what kind of adventures are going to fall. I was at one of these conventions about child development and stuff. It's called Minnesota Association for the Education of Young Children. Phew, can almost not say that in one breath. But I was at a convention several years back, and there was a group of musicians that sing for children called the Sunshine Band. And they were doing a concert, and it was, you know, kind of a stand-up, kind of walk-by thing. Most people were just sort of walking by, and they'd stand to listen a couple minutes while they were on the way to the class. But me being an eternal child and not a grown-up anymore or anything, I just sat on the floor so I could listen real good and started bouncing up and down to the music and made sure I was, like, out of the way and everything. And then they started playing this song, Love Can Make the World Go Round, you know, and they were, and luckily, right in my toy bag, I had this great big huggable globe, this soft hug-a-planet that I used to hold when I visualize world peace and think about sending good and joy out to the world and everything like I do every day. And, or at least like I think about every day anyway. And so I got the world out, and as they were singing, I was spinning it around and everything, and they stopped playing at the end, and the whole band came over to me and said, you know, it would be a real honor if you would let me give you one of our tapes. And I said, well, you know what? It would be a real honor if I got to have one, actually, for me. It would be a real honor. And they said, you know, you really, you know, you playing with our music, you just really warmed our hearts, and it's just something special, and I'll never forget it as long as I live. And I said, well, I'll keep the tape, and I can play it, and I'll never forget this day as long as I live. What a grand adventure. It's always grand adventures lurking around. I still have the tape, by the way. Maybe, I think they actually have some in the library by the Sunshine Band. If you look in the children's section, you could find one, the Sunshine Band. I'm not sure what the album was called, but anyway, you could find it, maybe. And hear that song and think about that huggable glow bouncing up and being spun up around in there. Oh, I love grand adventures. There was, I was at Cinderella City. That used to be a shopping mall in Denver that I used to love to go to when I lived in the Mile High City. Actually, it was in Inglewood, Colorado, a Denver suburb, where I used to have a radio show on KWBZ, a radio station in Inglewood. And I would go and sit by the fountain and just kind of enjoy myself there at the mall and share peaceful thoughts. And a lady came up to me, and we got talking. She sat down and mentioned that she was 88, and I was mentioning that I love umbrellas, you know, and she said, "Oh, you love umbrellas. There's a huge one way up in the air on a display." And I said, "Can I reach it?" "No, it's way too high." She said, "I'll tell you what. I'll go get it for you." And she was 88 years old, and I was wondering how she was going to get it. Well, turned out she walked to this furniture store and just walked in a display area and grabbed a chair, big chair, and said, "I'll bring this back. I'm going over to get a blind man an umbrella for him to see off that display. I'll be right back with your chair." And they were so startled, they didn't say anything. And she brought the chair over and climbed up on it, took her shoes off first, and reached way up and somehow pulled the umbrella out of some sort of bracket that it was in way high and brought it over to me. It turned out it was an interesting umbrella because it was made of canvas and had little holes in it. So I guess it wasn't really an umbrella. It was a parasol because the holes might have let a little rain through, which for a kid like me, that would have probably been fun, having an umbrella that lets rain through. But I think this was more designed as a parasol, but it was something like canvas, and it was just huge. And I looked up inside, and I like to feel where the ribs come together and how umbrellas are constructed. Oh, I love umbrellas. And I played with it for like several minutes, and she said it was fun just watching me. And I said, "Well, now I'm finished." And so she went and did everything in reverse, and she, you know, said, "I'll bring the chair back. I'm just putting the umbrella back." And she said, the price, the look on their faces, they were so startled, and they still kind of hadn't decided what to say to her. She brought it back and just walked away, you know, and put the umbrella away, brought the chair back to the furniture store, and went back to me and said, "You know what? I was hoping I would find, I knew," she said, "I knew that I, if I came here, I would find a grand adventure, but I had no idea it was be able to climb up and show a blind man an umbrella. You never know, but you know, one thing you do know, you don't know what the adventure is," she said, "but you always know you can find one, and I'm 88 years old, so I don't have to care about what people say about me," and the looks on those people's faces at the furniture store was priceless. They were so startled, they didn't know what to say. What a grand adventure. I love to see older people that are forever young. There was a lady, when my parents were in St. Augustine, we lived in St. Augustine, and they were caretakers at the Humane Society. And the lady in charge, I think was in her early 80s or late 70s, and known as Auntie May. Well, we committed a crime, my parents did. I had been given a horseshoe a couple years earlier, and I no longer played with it, and my father decided to nail it above the door. But what he did, the open ends of it were facing downward, and the roundy part was facing up. Auntie May told my father that wasn't the way to nail up a horseshoe, and he needed to fix that right now. The luck would fall out of it. And so, you know, my father, "Oh, okay," and he forgot about it. About two or three times, the Auntie May asked my father, and my father kind of didn't do it. And so Auntie May came the next day and said, "Well, there's nothing like when you want something done, you got to do it yourself." And she got a stool out of the car, came in and climbed on this rickety-looking stool way up above the door and started pulling nails out. Daddy had about 12 nails in the thing. And she said, "You only need about three, one at the top and two on each side to hold it. Darn good, you know, you don't need all this many." But anyway, she pulled those nails out, turned the thing around, and nailed it back up and said, "There! Phew! Now that was well worth it." You know, some efforts you don't get much out of, but this effort was well worth it. And I guess that's the way she got it done. She said, "Now you'll all have good luck." Well, we did. Daddy got a better job offer and moved the next month, but I guess that was still good luck. And we moved to Miami and stayed there for about 12 years after that. But that was... I'll always remember Auntie May and that horseshoe. We even left it there at the house, nailed in that correct position, right side up. But I know what, if I ever have a horseshoe nailed up, after hearing Auntie May sternly lecture my parents in no uncertain terms, I'm going to make sure I nail a horseshoe on with the open end up. Otherwise, the ghost of Auntie May might find me and I might hear a lecture during the night while I'm half asleep. Well, look for a grand adventure. There's always one around. And don't let your hammock be lonely. You know, it's just about hammock weather, and they're really wanting to be swung on, you know. Find it and hook it up and everything, or just, like, get a new one or something. Hammocks and porch swings. I heard about this town called Rockaway, Rockaway, Queens, and it makes me think of these ladies in their 80s or 70s or 90s or whatever age they want to be. And they have these huge, wonderful, comfortable rocking chairs and swings, and they call themselves the Rockaway Queens because they rock away while they're talking about living and death and love and happiness and knitting and puzzles and maybe mathematics and music and everything in the world. I think being able to talk and listen some more is one of the biggest gifts I could ever be given. Stay strong, take care of each other, and take time to play. Bye for now.
Begin speaking at the tone. When you're finished, hang up or press pound for more options.